With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. President Trump is pressed for voting changes before and after his re-election to the White House. GOP majorities in Congress will try and make that happen.
Republicans plan to move quickly in their effort to overhaul the nation's voting procedures, seeing an opportunity with control of the White House and both chambers of Congress to push through long-sought changes that include voter ID and proof of citizenship requirements. In the new year, Republicans will be under pressure to address Mr. Trump's desires to change how elections are run in the U.S., something he continues to promote even after his win in November. Republicans are likely to face opposition from Democrats and have little wiggle room with their narrow majorities in both the House and Senate. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
South Korean officials investigating this morning's crash landing of a passenger jet that's one of the deadliest disasters in that nation's aviation history. Transport Ministry officials say the airport control tower issued a bird strike warning to the plane shortly before it intended to land and gave its pilot permission to land in a different area. The Boeing 737 skidded into a barrier, crashed, and burst into flames. Only two of 181 people survived. A chemical company official charged in connection with an unauthorized discharge of oil into the Flint River in Michigan.
Rajinder Singh Minhas was recently arrested in a raid. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel says Minhas faces charges of falsely altering a public record, substantial endangerment to the public, discharge of injurious substance to waters of the state, and other charges. About 15,000 gallons of an oil chemical mixture was released on June 15, 2022. The spill came from a storm sewer that discharges into the river.
Correspondent Jeremy House and discount chain Big Lots has reached a deal to keep hundreds of its stores open despite bankruptcy. This is SRN News. Kentucky's Attorney General says the state is under no legal requirement to use taxpayer money to cover the costs of sex change operations for people incarcerated in state prisons. The Kentucky Corrections Department requested the opinion as it amends regulations regarding medical care for people behind bars. Republican Attorney General Russell Coleman was asked whether the constitutional prohibition against cruel and unusual punishment means the department is required to pay for sex change operations. Minneapolis has eased an ordinance that prohibited demonstrations outside abortion clinics after pro-life activists sued on free speech grounds. The city council has quietly amended the ordinance to exclude constitutionally protected activities and agree to pay the plaintiff's legal fees. Brian Gibson of Pro-Life Action Ministry says the decision means the city has admitted its law was illegal. This is SRN News. Dozens of massive data centers in Ireland consuming more electricity than all urban homes together.
A country that made itself a computing factory for Amazon, Google, Meta, Microsoft, and TikTok is wondering whether it was all worth it as the tech giants look around the world to build even more data centers, that to fuel the next wave of artificial intelligence. Now, fears of rolling blackouts leading Ireland's grid operator to halt the new data centers near Dublin until at least 2028. The huge buildings and their powerful computers last year consumed 21% of the nation's electricity. Jason Walker reporting.
If you're planning on ringing in the new year quietly at home, you're not alone. A new APNORC poll says a majority of Americans will do that, and over half will also make at least one resolution. This is SRN News.